This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. Hope it's a special day. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. I can't forgive myself. This is what I spoke about yesterday. Have you ever said that? When we fail to forgive ourselves, we're like the little child who was given a trip to Disney World for Christmas, and he keeps complaining he can't go even after his parents have already packed the car and are waiting for him to get in. How would you feel if you were that child's parents? I mean, here you are, spent all the money on the trip, the hotel and the tickets, and your son refuses to go because he doesn't believe that what you have given him is real. Well, I think there's a parallel there with that story of our Heavenly Father, God, how he feels when he looks down and sees his children walking around beating themselves up over things that they shouldn't, because we're told in the Bible that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from our sin. We can be forgiven, we can be set free, but we beat ourselves up saying we're no good. And this is the key verse from the Bible I think is worth memorizing when you say, I can never forgive myself. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, of course any woman be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Yes, what we've got to realize is to be honest with ourselves. You might not be happy with the person that you are because of the past. If you're in denial, then forget about treating the root of the problem. You need to see the problem before you apply the solution. It could even be helpful to list the things that you hate about yourself one by one and pray to God. Give him that list. And at the end of the day, I believe that there are causes for our inability to forgive ourselves. One of them is anger. I mean, we can be angry with ourselves. I mean, look at the classic story in the Old Testament of Joseph. Joseph was a remarkable man. He was hated by his brothers. He was his father's special son. They tried to kill him. But God had other plans, you can read in Genesis 45. And Joseph said to his brothers, "And now, don't be distressed. Don't be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you." And that's a tremendous translation. Where in that translation, do not be angry with yourselves. So these brothers were starting to get the message that Joseph, their brother, had forgiven them. He didn't want them to be angry with themselves. A remarkable act of courage, I thought. And that's the way God forgives. Jesus doesn't want us to be angry with ourselves because he died on the cross for our sins. So not forgiving ourselves is what we could call self-hatred. Joseph's brothers, it would seem, hated themselves for doing what they did, for selling Joseph into slavery. They really couldn't take back what they'd already done. And there are some Christians today who can't forgive themselves, and so they become angry. So I'm saying, let the past be the past. The consequence of not keeping a record of all those wrongs is that we can cast onto God those things that we've done. And in a remarkable way, I've spoken about before, God can restore those wasted years. And we can accept ourselves as we are, because after all, that's what God does. Why can't we do that? God doesn't become disillusioned. He loves us. Moses, we look at people like Moses, David, Jonah, Peter. Here were men in the Bible who had to forgive themselves before they could actually move on in their ministry. God had special plans for them. They had made quite remarkable mistakes. What about their example? And I think that's what God says. Let the past be the past at last. I read a story from Dick Innes in the Encounter magazine from a lady who wrote to him looking for advice. And she had a family member who was terminally ill. She said, "I was her 24/7 caregiver, which was very stressful. And there were times," she said, "I lost my temper. At times I did things. I was hiding in another room. I couldn't stand her. But I was very regretful. I don't know how to forgive myself." She said, "I've been seeing a counselor, and he's helped me understand, but I can't seem to forgive myself." And so Dick Innes went on to explain that when we confess to God those things we've done, he forgives us. He says, when we can't forgive ourselves, the reason is because we are either perfectionists or we have those perfectionist tendencies. May God give you, he said, that insight. That's a great prayer. Lord, some of us are stuck there in the past. We can't forgive ourselves, but you can, and I claim that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.